Tonight's reading is Psalm 18, and that can be found on page 551 in the Church Bibles. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangle me, and the torrents of destruction overwhelm me. The cords of the grave coiled around me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called to the Lord, I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice, my cry came before him, into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils, consuming fire came from his mouth, burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced, with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven, the voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemies, great bolts of lightning and routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed and the foundations of the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me, because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands in his sight. To the faithful you show yourself faithful, to the blameless you show yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourself pure, but to the crooked you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble and bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn over. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so that they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle. You made my adversaries bow at my feet. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them, to the Lord, but he did not answer. I beat them as fine as dust borne on the wind. I poured them out like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know are subject to me. As soon as they hear me, they obey me. Foreigners cringe before me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Saviour. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From violent men you rescued me. Therefore, I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever.
Thanks, Jane. Do keep that passage open as we look at it together. This week and next, we're going to look at a couple of psalms, and I picked those particular two because of how they begin. They both begin, "I love you, Lord." They're easy words to say, aren't they? "I love you." We can say them too quickly, too easily. We can sing them. We sang them earlier in the service. "I love you. Yes, I love you, O Lord." And they are huge words to say to someone, not least to God. I'm going to pray now that we would so hear God's word, so be changed by God's word, that more truly we can say that from our own hearts. "I love you, O Lord, my strength." Let me pray. Father God, we know our first duty is to love you, should be our greatest delight. And we long that it might indeed be. Please change our hearts now. Help us to better understand your love for us. Help us to better understand all you've done for us in Christ, that we might say with David, "I love you, O Lord, my strength." Amen. The Psalms are really my desert island book. If I was to take just one book of the Bible to my desert island, it would without doubt be the Psalms. And day by day, if I read nothing else in my Bible, I always try and read a Psalm. I love them because they not only teach spiritual truth, they do that. All the great truths of the Bible can be found in this one book of the Psalms. But more than that, in a unique way among the books of the Bible, they teach also about spiritual experience. They give us a window into what it looks like, what it feels like to walk with Christ, to have a relationship with God, a little window into true Christian experience. I say that this psalm, though, in the first place, doesn't describe my experience. Not talking about me. God's never mounted the cherubim and flown to my aid, as David says here. I can be pretty vindictive behind the wheel of a car, but I cannot say I beat my foes as fine as dust fallen in the wind and pour them out like mud on the streets. I'm not a head of nations. This psalm is clearly describing, not in the first place my experience, but somebody else's. And we're told whose experience it is in the title of the psalm. We didn't have it read, but we might well have done. Just look back at how the psalm begins, really, for the director of music, of David, the servant of the Lord. He sang for the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "I love you, O Lord, my strength." It's David speaking, and he's speaking not just as a believer, he's speaking as the servant of the Lord. That's a title that was used especially of Moses. At the end of the psalm, he speaks himself as the Lord's anointed, the Lord's king. This is David's song before it's mine. And because of who he is, actually, it points forward to the king, the anointed one that was to come. So ultimately, this song is really Christ's song. It's his song, but as we understand how first and foremost, it is Christ's song. Then we'll see how, as a Christian, if we are a Christian here tonight, then this song can be our song too. If you're old enough, you may remember way back, before a major football championship, the England football team used to release a single. I don't just mean the sort of three lines on a shirt, that was almost all right in the 1996. A long time ago, back in the 80s, the team themselves would sing dreadfully some rather poor songs. So before the 88 Euros, the song was All the Way. And it hasn't become a great football anthem because at the end of the group stages, they'd played three, lost three. It was All the Way Home. That song was quickly forgotten. Before the 86 World Cup in Mexico, Lineker and Shilton and Brian Robson and co. sang, We've got the whole world at our feet. There ain't a single team that we can't beat. They'll be dancing in the street because we've got the whole world at our feet. And we did a little better in Mexico. You remember we were robbed by Maradona's hand. And so knocked out quarterfinals. But if they'd won the World Cup in 88, then boy, they really could have sung those words. And if you were an England football fan, you would have sung it too. Yeah, we've got the whole world at our feet. Our team's won, and their song becomes our song too. Well, in a similar way, as we understand how this psalm is, in the first place, Christ's song, well, then if we're a Christian, we'll see how it can also be our song too. So as we look at the psalm, we're going to break it down to three sections. And in each, we're going to see what David's saying, and then we'll see how that's fulfilled in Christ, how he could sing it most truly. And then we'll think how it can be our song too, how we can make these words, make this psalm our own. Okay, so first section is essentially verses 1 to 19, where David says, God has rescued me. Of course, he doesn't say it as matter-of-factly as that. He's bowled over with love for God. Praise that God has rescued him. He says, Lord, you're my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my refuge, my shield, my salvation, my stronghold. Piles up the epithets in verse 2. To sort of say, look, Lord, I trust you utterly because you have proved yourself so utterly trustworthy. David remembers what a desperate situation he was in. Verse 4, the cords of death entangled me, the torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me, the snares of death confronted me. He's like a drowning man being sucked under, completely helpless. But verse 6, in my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. And from his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. God hears. And then God in his awesome majesty and power acts. And the verses that follow are extraordinary. As this great, awesome God parts the heavens and comes down. The whole of creation, as it were, shaken to its core. And it's obviously poetic language. We're not sort of meant to be thinking, I'm not quite sure when this. I mean, I know 1 and 2 Samuel. I can't think what this. I don't remember this bit, as though we're trying to work out what exactly, literally, these things happened. God often rescued David from pretty desperate situations, but not quite like this. David is interpreting those rescues, and he does so using language that recalls the Exodus, that great rescue when God rescues people out of Israel. So at Mount Sinai, there had been dark clouds and earthquakes and thunder and lightning, and God came down with fire. When he parted the Red Sea, well, truly in a sense, verse 15, the valleys of the sea were exposed. The foundations of the earth were laid bare. Thinking in all those verses, he's not so much describing how God rescued him. He's describing who rescued him. He's saying the God of the Exodus, the God who, years ago, rescued the people of God. That God rescued me. He saved me. This awesome God heard my cry and came to save me. And there's that marvelous contrast between this awesome God on the move, as it were, and tiny little helpless David. God, verse 16, reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy. Verse 19, he rescued me because he delighted in me. It's one thing to sort of remember and marvel at the fact that God is the Savior of the people of God. It's another thing to know him and marvel at the fact that he is my Savior, who rescued me because he delights in me. And that's what moves David to pour out his heart in praise to God at the start and say, I love you, O Lord, my strength. As he does so, as that title bit suggests, David's looking back on his life, as it were, all the wonderful rescues he'd known. But inspired by the Spirit, he's also looking ahead to the Messiah, the King, the Anointed One that was to come, that he foreshadowed. And David's song, even more truly, is Christ's song. So as we read these verses, we read lots of the Psalms, I will often want to think, how is this true of the Lord Jesus? How could he sing this? And surely it's easy to remember that the cords of the grave did coil round him. Torrents of destruction overwhelmed him. He knew distress on the cross beyond anything that David knew. And God delivered him. God raised him from death itself. And all that extravagant language in verses 7 to 15, well, it's much, much more fitting when we apply it to that truly earth-shattering event when God raised his son, the Lord Jesus, from the dead. God delivered Jesus from death itself. Delivered him because he delighted in him. The son whom he loved delighted in all that he had done in going to the cross. So truly, this is Jesus' song. But like a football fan, joining in with Lineker and co, if we're a Christian, we can say this is my song too. His deliverance, that first Easter day, is my deliverance. I was raised with him. I was dead in trespasses and sin, dominated by sinful desires, powers of evil. And wonderfully, God came down. God took hold of me and saved me. He made me alive in Christ, raised me up with him. You might think David's over-egging it a bit, the way he describes his deliverances from his life, if you know the books of Samuel. But our deliverance truly is amazing. It wouldn't be over-egging it to use this extravagant language. Sometimes we get over-familiar with our salvation and it becomes a small thing, a commonplace thing. But our salvation through the Lord Jesus was an awesome act of God, stupendous act of God. And as David describes it here, it was a personal act of God, personal to me. Yes, Jesus is the Savior of the world, but it's also true that I can say he died for me. Before the creation of the world, God chose me and, as it were, picked me out for himself, sent his son to die for me. And he did so not out of duty, like some kind of AA man who must respond to the call. No, he rescued me because he delighted in me, because he loved me. And that should be something that we want to sing about too. It should move us to love him, that God indeed did this for me. We should be able to say even more confidently, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He's my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Well, let's move on. The next section is shorter. It's verses 20 to 29, where David now says, just done, he rescued me. Now he says, God has rewarded me. So look at verse 20. He says, the Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from God. Verse 23, I've been blameless before him, have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. When we read those words, you might well be thinking, I'm not sure I can make those words my own. I can't say that. And in fact, we might well wonder how David could say that. Had David forgotten all about Bathsheba and having Uriah bumped off and a whole host of other things? And surely he hadn't forgotten. This is the same David who prays in another psalm, Psalm 51. He says, I know my transgressions. My sin is always before me. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. It's not that he's forgotten. And it might mean, he might be saying, look, in this particular instance, that time when my enemies were too strong and they all had it in for me, they wanted to kill me, I was blameless then. I'd done nothing wrong. It wasn't my fault. I was blameless. Might be that. It may just be the language is really referring to the general direction of his life. He's saying, my life has generally been lived to follow you, Lord. I haven't turned away from you in apostasy. That may well be the sense he means. Not that I'm sinlessly perfect. He clearly wasn't. But that I have sought to live my life according to your word and to go your way. And he goes on to say, look, what I've learned in my experience is a general truth for everyone. God rewards the righteous. There is blessing in obedience. So he says, verse 25, to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. As we live lives of faithfulness and purity, humility, dependence, David's saying, we can expect to know God's blessing. He rewards the righteous. Well, I think that's true. But if there is a sense in which David, in this sense, could make these words his own, how much more, though, are they words that Christ could make his own? He could claim the literal truth of these words. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He's rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I haven't turned away from his decrees. Jesus, perfectly obedient, kept himself utterly from sin. And so the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. God has vindicated him, exalted him, given him the name above every name. Christ can sing these words. It's true of him, and amazingly, in him, so can we. That's the truth of the gospel. Christ has given us his righteousness. I don't know how to think about my righteousness and whether God that deserves a reward or not. Wonderfully, we're given Christ's righteousness. We're washed, and so our hands are now spotlessly clean in God's eyes. Clothed in his righteousness, all his obedience credited to us. Well, we can be sure of God's blessing in this life, turning, as he says, my darkness into light, helping me face whatever stand against me. I can know his blessing now, and I can certainly be sure of his blessing eternally. I will share in Christ's reward. Paul says we will share in his glory, share in his inheritance, will be co-heirs with Christ. So this reward, wonderfully, is ours. I can sing with Christ. God has rewarded me. Make those words my own. Last section, verses 30 to the end, David says, God has exalted me. It's not just that God's rescued me from my enemies, as he sort of describes at the start of the psalm. Now he goes on to say, now God has exalted me over my enemies. He's given me victory. Verse 37, I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. And on to verse 43. You've delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know are subject to me. As soon as they hear me, they obey me. Foreigners cringe before me. I'm exalted over all my foes, all peoples. Now, David knew that in small measure, there was victory. There was a raising up and honouring. But obviously, it points forward more clearly to great David's greater son. His enemies are indeed crushed. At the cross, they were defeated. And one day, every evil power will be hurled into the pit of hell, forever destroyed. He is Lord of all, exalted, the Bible says, to the highest place. So after his resurrection, Jesus said that all authority in heaven and on earth was now his, given to him. God had placed all things under his feet, Paul says. Every power and authority, spiritual and otherwise. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the one to whom the nations have been given by God as his inheritance, the Lord of all. So again, most truly, this is Christ's song. He could sing in the way Lineker never could. I've got the whole world at my feet. There ain't a team or a power or anything I can't beat. They'll be dancing in the street because I've got the whole world at my feet. And because it's true, if we're Christians, on his side as it were, then we can join in the song. We should join in the song. Join in the praise. And sing, verse 46, the Lord lives. Praise to my rock. Exalted be God my Saviour. This song is our song. Our song forevermore. So do you see how we can make these words our own? In fact, we should. That's the point of the Psalms. The Psalms aren't just words to listen to be taught by. They are songs or prayers for the people of God to make their own. To sing, to pray. And through Christ, this song can truly become our song. Here are words that we can make our own. So we can say, verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? Who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. And so as I live by his word, that flawless word, what does he goes on to say? Well, God equips me. It's true for me. He will train me for battle, to live for him in this world. If I put my trust in him, so I will know his strength, his sustaining power, as it speaks. Verse 35, you give me your shield of victory. Your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. And because he did stoop down in the person of Jesus, this song can be our song. It should be our song. Well, as we close, I'm going to have a bit of quiet. I'm going to read a little bit of the psalm again, just not all of it, but a few of the verses. And what I really want us to do is just to, in the quietness of our own hearts, to make those words our own. This is a song for us. The words for us to own and pray. So let me read some bits of it. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. And he parted the heavens and came down. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me because he delighted in me.
the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. Who is God besides the Lord? Who is the rock except our God? He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory. Your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Saviour. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Therefore, I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name. Amen.